Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Happy Sunday, everyone. I'm your host, Mike Harrison, and this is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Welcome to another real estate investing strategy session. I'm coming at you live from here in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas, and it is another spectacular, beautiful weekend weather-wise. I know we're importing a lot of folks from California, but I tell you what, you take away the recent heavy rains, and it's been a little cooler than normal. The days are a little cooler, not too hot, just beautiful weather. But I know that's all going to change, just as we can predict the future financially for the most part based on the past. I know historically it's going to be a hot summer, right? That's just how it is in Texas. But I hope everybody's doing okay in these cities, these riots. It's absolutely tragic what's going on. We've got members all across the country. Our producers are in Minneapolis. We wish them well. I just want to say one thing. If it's justice you seek, then your means are indeed corrupted, because if you're seeking lawful justice and your message is burning and looting, the message is indeed, it's not coming across. So peaceful demonstrations are one thing, but this is a mess. So I just hope we get through this. I hope everybody's all right, and I know we'll come out of this. Today, I've got a fun show. I've got some emails dialed up that I want to answer, go in depth. I do this occasionally. There are a few questions that I get often, and if you do have any questions for me, please email me. It's askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. I will respond to you personally. I enjoy getting emails from our listeners. At the end of the show, the last segment, I'm going to go through an article that dropped recently. The title of the article is "The Unluckiest Generation in U.S. History," and it's extremely interesting to look at, and we'll do a deep dive into that. Obviously, this article is based on financial luck, right? It says the unluckiest generation. It's discussing finances. I think you can argue that the GI generation, 1901 to 1924, born through World War I and had to send their kids to fight in World War II, from that side, they may not have thought they were so lucky. And the boomers, I bet if you ask most boomers when they were 20, 25, if they're the luckiest, they're in the middle of World War II, coming out of the Depression. They may disagree with you. But this, it's all financially based. It's very interesting. Look, the good news, it is never the end of the world. It's the end of the world when you decide to lay down and make it so. So until that happens, it is not the end of the world. There is a plan that can be implemented, and it'll take luck, the stock market, and Washington, D.C. out of the equation of determining your financial future. My friends, everything that's happening in the economy, the virus, the unemployment, all the pain that you see now, look, it's yet to come, okay? When this stimulus money runs out, the next 3 to 6 months are going to be very interesting. And I say pain, I mean financial pain. But that's financial pain that, for the most part, will be avoided by those that have created passive income through real estate investment. That's what this show is all about. Some of these questions that I'm going to go through are going to highlight some of that. But look, I want you to understand, it's during the worst of times that real estate investors thrive the most. So I hope you could stick with me for the full hour. As always, if you miss any portion of the show, you can go back to our podcast. You can find us on any podcast app, Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. You can find the Dale Walmsley Radio Show. And of course, you can find us on the website, lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the radio button. You'll find this show as well as the show from the other host, Andy and Al and Dell and some of the others. You'll find that on the website. All right, on to some emails, and again, I get emails all the time, all sorts of emails. But if you've got a question on our education, on lifestyles, just real estate investing, in fact, majority of the emails are from folks that aren't even members, but they listen to our show because they are into real estate investing. So feel free to shoot me an email. I'll help you every way I can. All right, here's the first one. I'll leave the names anonymous. This is from C. Hi, Mike. I wanted to invest in rental property, specifically single-family homes, but we have never started. I'm married, have three kids. My wife and I both have full-time jobs. Between work, the kids, we have little free time as it is. I do not think we have enough to invest in apartments, but we are afraid that owning rent homes will create another job for us that we don't have the time or energy to cover. You said on one of your shows that you can do houses and it takes very little time. How can that be true? Please explain further. Okay, that's a deep one. There's a lot here. The first thing I want to tackle is this notion that you don't have enough to invest passively in apartment communities. You can do that for as little as $25,000, okay? These are deals with lead investors. They pool a group of passives. And in fact, I'm in seven different deals myself. And those passives invest, some of them as little as $25,000. They always leave a few slots open for beginners. I would say the average is probably 50 grand. But once you're a preferred member and you have qualified our passive certification, you can meet these leads. You can talk to them. You can meet them at road trips. You can find out what their investment style is. And most of them, if you go and you say, hey, this is, you know, I'm just starting out. All I have is 25 or all I want to put in is 25. You will find somebody that will allow you into their deal and let the fun begin, right? Now on to the houses. Look, and this, I had to learn this personally, 1 to 3 rental properties will take as much time to handle as if you owned 7 or 10. And they're pushing us out on the other side. I'm going to continue that discussion on just how much time is involved in becoming a single-family property owner. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We'll be right back after a quick break.
Dell Walmsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. If you've got any questions or comments on today's show, our number is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335. Or as always, feel free to send me an email, askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. And in case you're just joining us, speaking of emails, I'm going through some emails that I've gotten recently from our listeners. And the last email was just about, it was a concern about time, right? You've got a family here, they've got kids, they don't want another job, all right? They're already both working. Obviously, they're looking at real estate to create passive income because they want to get away from depending on the W-2 income. That's what it's all about, is to create an income stream that essentially makes money in your sleep, right? It's working when you're not. And eventually, when your passive income meets or exceeds your monthly income, your monthly obligations, you are essentially retired if you choose that route. Many of us don't. We keep this passive income for other things we want to do, or we compound it so that we can get in more and more deals and let it grow. But that's the whole idea. So this couple is looking at this and they're saying, look, we don't want another job. We don't have time for another job. Okay, here's the deal. I've owned as many as 11 houses at one time. I don't own that many now. I've really pared it down to go passive income investing into multifamily properties. The other host of this show, Andy Webb, I think owns 14, maybe 16 houses now. He's not in any passive deals that I'm aware of. Look, it will take you as much time to take care of 7 to 10 properties as it will 1 to 3 properties. I learned that personally. Okay, so myself, I spend 1 to 2 hours per month. That's it. 1 to 2 hours. They're all stabilized. They're all occupied. It's been that way for the last 5 years. Full disclosure, I use a property management company, okay? But Andy Webb, he does not use a property management company. His time between all his properties might be 7 or 8, maybe 10 hours a month. I don't know if it's that much. We can definitely find out if you're more interested in it. But even at that time, when you say you don't want another job, a part-time job is 20 hours a week. A full-time job is 40 hours a week. And that doesn't include commuting, right? So you can call a full-time job an easy 60 hours, and that's if you're only working 40 plus the commute time. Maybe you are working from home. There's a lot of people that are working from home, but 10 hours a month darn sure doesn't equal even a part-time job of 20 hours a week, okay? My insurance and taxes are escrowed, okay? So I don't worry about that. I do check them. I do protest them. I use an outside firm to protest my taxes. Yes, all of that takes away from my returns as opposed to doing it myself, but it's a trade-off I've chosen to make. So I've got 5 properties, 1 to 2 hours a month, and that's probably too much time. What is that time? I'm pulling up my spreadsheet. I'm pulling up my online banking. I'm also pulling up my monthly management sheet, right? And so I'm kind of going through, you know, what are the expenses, what came in, what went out, and I'm just balancing it, and I'm keeping track on my Excel. That's my 1 to 2 hours, and again, it was 1 to 2 hours when I had 11 properties, okay? So the number one question is, are you planning on managing yourself? We'll teach you that. I've done that. If you set it up right, it is not a time killer. We're fixing everything in the property, best price. So it's not a slum property where you're having to constantly rehab and work on everything. These are nice places. These are the best houses on the street. These are places people want to live. And again, if they want to live there, then your turnover is even less. So that's less time out of your pocket, okay? I just had one home, some folks had lived there for 5 years, okay? It was beautiful. So I will tell you the time crunch that you need to make up front, though. Most important part, the education. Do get educated. Take the time to understand what you're doing. Take the time to implement a strategy, okay? You can do that here at Lifestyles Unlimited. We've got continuing ed. We've got online ed. But that's just something you're going to have to do. Our 2-day class is 16 hours. You're going to have to give up a weekend. But let me phrase it like this. Would you give up a weekend and, worst case, 10 hours a month to make an extra $400 per house? You know, if you had 5 houses, that's an extra $2,000 a month on average, right? Would you give up that extra weekend for an extra $4,000 a month? That's 10 houses, tax-free. Yes, I think every one of you would do that. So time is not a factor the way we implement our real estate model. You should not be afraid of the time factor. I've done it, and really, it was a no-brainer, okay? All right, second email, Mike, and this is from R. Between saving for retirement and covering monthly expenses, we're struggling to save for college. I've read that one strategy you can use, a rent home to pay for college. I'm not a member, but wanted to reach out and see what you think of this plan. Okay, interesting. College is huge. It's becoming a big expense. If you are going to take care of your children's college expense as opposed to them working and paying as they go, it's incredibly burdensome. I mean, even the in-state colleges, they'll set you back $25,000 a year. I mean, that's living expenses, that's their rent, that's their food, that's driving back and forth, that's their car insurance, that's the books, that's the whole nine yards, expect to be out $25,000 a year, even at the state colleges, okay? You want to go somewhere, Baylor, TCU, SMU, my gosh, you can easily double that number. So it's scary, the cost of college. I get it. I'm living in that world. My first piece of advice, you're thinking correctly, okay? You're trying to figure out a plan to make this happen. Do not borrow for your college education. Do not. College education, for the most part, is overpriced, and it is an epidemic right now. College debt now exceeds credit card debt in this country, if you can believe that. It's second only to mortgage debt. So do not borrow, okay? If your kid has to take a year off and work to get through it, he or she will greatly appreciate that. They may not appreciate it at the time, but long term, they'll look back on it. You know, by the time they're 25, 30 years old, they will be so glad that they don't have this noose of debt hanging around their neck. So what do I mean when I say college is overpriced for the most part? A lot of these degrees these kids are getting are ineffective. They're coming out of college $100,000 in debt, and they've got a degree that's only going to pay them $30,000 or $40,000, massively ineffective. Now, if you're getting a degree in math or science or something along those lines, chances are you're going to be fine. But let's get into the plan, how you can use rent homes to pay for college when we come back after a quick break. I've got two plans. I've got a cash flow plan, and I've got the buy and hold plan. My name is Mike Harrison. This is Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. As always, we're working on your financial freedom. My name's Mike Harrison. Happy Sunday, everybody. All right, in the last segment, I was reviewing an email from a gentleman that he had read somewhere that you could use single-family real estate rental properties specifically to formulate a plan to pay for college. And there are actually two ways that you can do this, okay? And I know folks that have done both. So the first one, I call it the cash flow plan, okay? So every home will pay on average $400 a month, all right? I'm going to call college $25,000 per year per child. Some of you out there may be driving, listening to me saying, you're crazy. That's way too much. It is not. That's an average. That's a state college. That's room, board, everything that goes with raising a child that's living in another city. Yes, it can be done for less, and it can be done for a heck of a lot more. So I'm just trying to shoot in the middle, okay? But if it's $25,000 per year divided by 12 months, I'm going to call that approximately $2,000 a month, okay? Every rent house on average, $400. I saw one the other day that a couple had bought that was paying over $600 a month, okay? So you're going to hit some home runs, but if you just hit singles and doubles, you're going to, these properties, when they're stabilized, are going to provide $400 a month of tax-free passive income, okay? So $2,000, that's five houses, okay? Keep in mind, that's not five houses tomorrow. That's five houses by the time your child begins to attend college or your young adult, okay? So if you've got 10 years and you need $2,000 a month, and it's probably going to cost a little more then, but things will adjust, okay? But let's just stick with this. How long, if you need five houses by the time the child goes to school, that's one house every 2 years. That's completely doable, my friends. If you've already started saving for a college fund and it's sitting there and it's either been hammered in the stock market or you're protecting it, and so that means it's in a money market, which is earning sub 1%, chances are you might have found an online bank that's earning 2%. Big deal. That's not going to change your life. But you can take that money, buy a rent home, immediately take that passive income, save that, set it in another fund, and acquire the second home, and then it'll be even faster to get the third, and then the fourth, and then the fifth. So you start now, you use passive income to build for each home, okay? Buy one, save for the next, and so on. You need, again, you need five by the time your child goes to school. So that is the cash flow plan, all right? Plan two is what's called the buy and hold plan, all right? This is best if you have 10 or 15 years. And in this plan, you actually, you keep the cash flow, but you bank the appreciation over time, essentially. And I'm using that term bank in quotations, right? Because the properties, at least here in Dallas-Fort Worth, we're easily getting 5 to 10% per year appreciation, okay? So if we took a $150,000 rental property, 10 years at just 5%, that home's going to appreciate just under $100,000 easily, okay? So a $150,000 home in 10 years is going to be $240,000 or so. And I'm trying to be conservative. I really feel like I'm shooting low on these numbers from existing history, from what I'm living in right now. So if you do better than 5% or more in 10 years, you'll have well more than $100,000 in equity. That doesn't include the mortgage pay down, okay? That doesn't include the cash flow. You're pocketing the cash flow from these properties. And what you do is right before your child goes to college, you sell the home. Simple as that, right? And you take all that earned appreciation, use that to pay for the college education, right? It's a beautiful plan. I've met people that have actually implemented this. What I want you to understand, even in the first plan, the cash flow, and the second plan, the buy and hold, you're not spending your money, okay? This concept is counterintuitive. You go out and you buy a pair of jeans, you spent that $60, you won't see that $60 again, okay? When you go out and you put $20,000, $25,000, $30,000 into a rental property, you're sticking that in a brick and mortar bank, okay? That money is always going to be there. It's always going to be there. It's an investment. Go stick it in the stock market. I can't promise you that it'll be there, okay? Go stick it in some other plan. I can't promise you that. Our plan, we've been doing this for over 30 years, 40,000 members in all 50 states. You're sticking that money. You're buying the property right. We've got mentors. You've built a real estate team. You're making solid, sound, educated decisions, not emotional-based decisions. You're sticking that money in a brick-and-mortar bank. You're not spending it, okay? So it's a beautiful plan. Either one, you can easily put a child through college, okay? And if you're stacking kids up, right, like we are, you've got another one in the pipeline 4 years behind. Well, you get the first one out and then keep the homes. And if you're doing the cash flow plan, and then once the second one rolls in, you start rolling that money toward the college side. So it's a great plan. Again, don't borrow. Here's a true story. One of our brightest lead couples here at Lifestyles Unlimited here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. How did he come to Lifestyles? Well, water cooler talk with a coworker, talking to a coworker, and somehow the cost of college, right? They both have young kids at the time. This was about 5 years ago. Talking to the coworker, and he's like, well, how are you paying for college? Well, he said, hey, I've got three kids. I'm buying three rent homes. I'm going to hold them for 18 years. And then when that child is ready to go to college, I'm going to sell that rent home, cash out, and pay for college. Well, this particular individual, he and his wife are now incredible lead investors at Lifestyles Unlimited. He thought that was such a great idea that he came to one of our free workshops and sat in there and listened. And this is a very smart individual. He had an excellent corporate job, and he's sitting there and he's listening. He's like, holy cow, this makes total sense. Well, this gentleman and his wife took the ball and ran with it. 5 years later, they are multimillionaires. They are no longer working in corporate America. I believe they own four complexes together. I've been to two of them. Beautiful transformations. I mean, they will buy absolute dogs, right? What I call an apartment complex, and they turn it into an apartment community. Okay, these are the kind of, you're walking the grounds, the landscape's beautiful, there's not a piece of trash on the ground. The office you walk in, I mean, it looks like the Ritz-Carlton, and these are just Class C properties. Those are the kind of places that residents want to call home. Those are the kind of places where you can invite the best resident to live, okay? That's what this gentleman and his wife do, and he's not in corporate America. He has provided beautiful places for people to live, and at the same time, their family, they're multimillionaires, but great folks. So top performing lead here at Lifestyles, because he was at the water cooler talking to another gentleman and said, how are you going to pay for college for your kids? And the guy described what I just described, the buy and hold plan, and boom, here we are. We created a great person for our community. So what I'm driving at is we're not landlords. We are property owners, okay? We do not have tenants. We have residents, okay? We don't own rent houses. We have homes, okay? We don't own apartment complexes. We have apartment communities. We realize these are where people will raise their children, celebrate births, graduations, Christmases, Thanksgivings, right? These are places where people are living, their families, and they will remember. We make our places the best place to live in that area, and that's how we're inviting the very best people. So they're pushing us out. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We'll be right back after a quick break.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Boy, this show is going by quickly. I am not going to get to my article on the unluckiest generation. I think these emails are more important to get those done. Catch me next week. I'll have it, or come back to the podcast and we'll review it, because it's extremely interesting. But back to the emails. And where I left off, I wanted to make an important distinction of the way we teach you here at Lifestyles Unlimited. We're property owners. We care about our residents. We want them to have a nice place to live. We want them to celebrate Christmas and Thanksgiving and whatever holiday in a nice, safe, clean place to live. There's no trash on the ground. It's you can come in at any time at night. It's a lighted property. The roofs are all fixed. The interiors are nice. There's new appliances, new paint, new carpet, superior management that addresses issues in a timely manner. That's why we're successful. It's these losers that do something horrific and end up on the news, and everyone kind of puts us all in the same boat, and they want to throw darts at people that own rental property. It's just not true. There's a good way to do it. There's a great, excellent way to do it the way we do it, and there's 37 poor ways to do it. So anyway, I hope I wasn't unclear there. All right, on to the emails. Dear Mike, my wife has a problem with some of the houses we have looked at to purchase as a rental property. There's always something that scares her, disrepair, the neighborhood, or what have you. So we have not purchased a home yet. I want her to agree, as it's a big decision. What do you advise? Okay. Obviously, I just went on that rant prior. I received this email about 2 weeks ago. So this all ties in. This is the same thing that I'm saying. In your email, the part where you said, I want her to agree, as it's a big decision. What do you advise? Yes, I want her to agree. Okay. I don't think anyone should strike out against their spouse. That is not a good plan. Happy wife, happy life. Okay. That's real. This is from D. I'm not, and that's not D-E-E. That D is just the first initial of this gentleman's name. So I emailed him back. This gentleman's actually a member. He's been through our 2-day. He wants to do this. I know where he's at, okay? I met this guy on a single-family road trip. I was in a similar boat. I'll tell you, my wonderful wife, she trusted me, and she said, go out and do your thing. Let's try this. And then the more involved I became and the more properties we acquired, the more she came on board. So you can't allow emotions to get in the way of sound math-based decisions, okay? Yes, there's a lot of emotions. You look at these houses and you're like, my God, no one would ever live there. But yes, no one would ever live there. Someone did, but not on the Lifestyles Unlimited model. We're going to turn this into a beautiful, beautiful property. So you got to take emotions out of that. That, you know, that's the problem in Washington, D.C. is all those jokers are making they're passing laws and implementing stimulus packages and all this all because of emotions. All right. That's just an aside. So I'll tell you personally, the fifth house I purchased, I call it the Noah's Ark house. My wife hadn't really visited any. You know, we had driven by and she'd definitely seen them after they were rehabbed, but I brought her to this one. I just purchased it and I was so excited about it. And look, this was the stinkiest, dirtiest house I ever purchased, but it had the most potential. These people had 4 dogs that were 90 pounds plus. They had 2 snakes. They had, I don't know how many cats, and they used to leave the attic open in the garage and the garage door because the cats like to roam in the attic, and you know what they're doing up there. It was like your eyes watered when you walked in, but it was beautiful, big house, big potential, nice yard, nice neighborhood. And, you know, of course the yard was waist high, grass in the back and overgrown. And I think my wife was in that house for 30 seconds, maybe, and she was out. But look, we made $75,000 equity capture on that one home. Okay, I actually bought it outside of Lifestyles Unlimited. It was a real estate agent that I knew that approached me. So understand where we're going, have a conversation, have a plan, and just get past the emotions because you're going to turn this into the best product, best price. If the math makes sense and fits your criteria, it's an investment, okay? Blake Johnson will tell you, it's not your home, it's your investment. All right, if that still scares her and she's not comfortable, then buy new, okay? And I know that's normally not our model. And I'm not just saying go out and buy any new. Work with our mentors, work with our realtors. But we do have, I think, 1 or 2 builders, and occasionally there'll be a new build. It was on a lot where they tore down some old crack house or something like that, and they built all new, and they built a nice, everything fixed, hardy plank, new roof. The whole thing is new, okay? And so you can buy that. Understand there's a little bit lower returns and not much of an equity capture. But the upside is she'll be more comfortable, no rehab, no repairs. And if she feels more comfortable, then you can continue to grow that portfolio. Trust me, she'll come around. When you start putting $400 to the bottom line, times 3, times 4, times 5, times 6, her fear will subside and she may even take over. I've seen that happen where the spouse suddenly is like, wow, this works. I'm involved. And then the spouse goes on to skyrocket and becomes a superstar. So let me throw this out right now. Our free workshop is a live stream, and you can see what we do and how we make money on houses 5 ways and how we make money on apartment communities 6 ways. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com, freeworkshoplivestream.com. No excuses, my friends. You can get on. This is interactive. You're not watching a video. You can ask questions. You can listen. You can tune in with your friend, your spouse, your neighbor, a group of you. But that's freeworkshoplivestream.com. It's how I got started. June 2nd, we have one at 6:30. June 4th, we have one at 8:30. And June 6th, we have one at noon. If you want to just jump right in and do what we do and join Lifestyles Unlimited, well, that's financialfreedomlivestream.com, financialfreedomlivestream.com. You can sign up there. You can attend our what was our traditional two-day. You can do that online. That's a 16-hour class, okay? We're breaking it into four parts for ease of attending and participating. Again, it's live. That's only $197, $17 a month, okay? You must use the promo code SAVEBIG. So that's how you join and understand what we do. Okay, I've got time for another email. Dear Mike, and this is from S, have you reduced your rent because of COVID-19? Great question, especially in the times we live in right now. The short answer is no. If you've been listening to the show today, we talk about best product, best price, okay? We own homes and communities. We don't own rent houses and complexes, all right? We want people to live in our properties. We are property owners, not landlords. Do you see the difference? That being said, full disclosure, I just leased a home that I had the residents moved out the end of April. We leased it 3 weeks later. I did not raise the rent on the property. And this property, the rent's well over $1,800 a month. So I kept it the same. Was that a fear-based decision? Probably. For me, it was more important right now is the plans to hoard cash, right? Hoard cash opportunities are coming up. So I had an opportunity to get a fantastic person in this property, you know, good school district and everything, but we didn't raise the rent at that time. So we darn sure haven't had to lower rents because of COVID. And thankfully, I think we're coming out of this here, you know, within the state, the plan's moving forward. So I think I probably could have got a rent bump, but I didn't. Do I have time? Here's one that came up from the case study last Thursday evening. So this wasn't emailed to me, but it was one of the questions that was asked. Did you have to review the education materials more than once before you were comfortable? I like this question. You can tell it's from someone who's seriously considering real estate, single family investing. And this was asked by a couple that was reviewing their recent home at case study. And the answer was, and this gentleman had a background in finances, was yes, absolutely. He reviewed the education a couple of times, but that's the beauty. We have it there. It's online. You can call your mentor. You can text your mentor. You can email your mentor. You can email other folks within Lifestyles Unlimited, and we'll be there to hold your hand. So that about does it for today. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Mike Harrison. Make it a great day.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.